Once upon a time, in the quiet of the night, in a city ages old, in a street with little light, in the shadows of the houses of the people of the city, walked a weary, aged man who looked nothing but a pity. And though with every shaking step his bones would beg him tarry, he pushed on through bitter cold, notwithstanding he was old, for he knew he must behold that the tales would be told that he'd gathered o'er the world, and that he alone now carried. So he rested in the square, only one thought in his head, not about his lack of bedding or the food he wasn't fed. Oh no, for in the dead of night, the tale-teller said,
"I wish to pass my stories on before the day I'm dead."
No sooner than he whispered this, and sleep had overcome him, 'twas as if he never rested, for the city square was bustling, loud, their feet in their faces, desperately rushing to go other places, cluttering, clambering, stomping and hammering. His heart beat in time with their paces, and while he was soaking the ambience in with a merry clap and a big wide grin, his glee was soon sequestered by a little angry jester.
"I am a jester of the king's court, but the respect it has earned me is naught. For they laugh at my face and my height and disgrace me till I get so furiously flushed and deliriously angry that they could be so inconsiderate, and now I'm completely distraught."
The tale-teller knew the hurt this little man was facing. They were outcasts in a world that could be callous and debasing. So they sat together waiting while the busy people passed. And the teller was reminded of a tale, and he flailed, quickly flicking to the picture of the sail, speaking fast,
"Let me tell you of the tale of the mouse upon the mast."
So the jester sat with interest in the story being told, which described a little mouse in a ship upon the sea that was stricken by a storm and completely lost control. And the sailors of the ship could only struggle helplessly. So the little mouse then climbed upon the sail that was mangled, which the sailors couldn't reach for the fury of the storm. And he chewed away a rope until the canvas was untangled, and all the crew were saved by what that little mouse performed. Eyes wide, the jester realized, despite the spite he faced each day, his size was not to his demise, it was his prize, which made him say,
"I've had it wrong, and all along, the people laughed at my frustration. I forgot to use the jokes and tricks unique to my vocation."
So the jester dashed away, and soon had formed a congregation, for the tricks he once neglected now had bought him adulation. 'Twas bittersweet for the aged man to watch the distant dance, for he wished to give his precious book but didn't get the chance. So he waited in the square in the hope a soul would linger, but as night set in, so did the fear he'd have no food for winter. One autumn day, he once again was woken from his sleeping. Beside him sat a widow with an empty basket, weeping.
"My children wait at home for me to bring them food for dinner, but I've nothing left to give them, and they're only getting thinner."
Without a pause, the withered man produced his final loaf of bread, and turning round, he held it out, then looked her in the eyes and said,
"There is a tale that is told in places far away from here about a veiled princess who had beauty that could not appear. For she was cursed until one day a broken-hearted stranger saw and gave to her his life. The curse, like ice on summer's day, did thaw."
The widow's eyes were glistening from tears she fought to keep away. In disbelief, her grief was melted like the tale's curse that day. She gave her deepest thanks and briskly left to feed her hungry home, but hadn't noticed when the man had tried to give his precious tome. Within the days that followed, winter threatened to arrive, and the tale-teller wondered if his tales would survive. And as he sat in solemn thought, he noticed in the lonely street a soldier who'd returned from war, who in his grief fell from his feet. A soldier who, on outward glance, looked strong, was badly hurt inside. He had returned a broken man, but in his arms, his brother died.
"It isn't fair," he whimpered. "He to me was just a boy. All we ever shared is gone, and with it, all my joy.
The tale-teller sat beside the once great man, now broken, and all the day had passed where not a single word was spoken. And then the soldier told the aged man about his brother, and how, without him now, he would surely not recover. The tale-teller comforted the man returned from war and shared his utmost precious tales never shared before. When evening came, the soldier's heart was peaceful as the setting sun. With gentle thanks, he bid goodbye and went his way when they were done. But with a start, the aged man forgot his book to offer him. And then, that very moment, winter's bite began to settle in. Yes, the cold, that bitter cold his skin forgot, crushing and merciless, as if a thousand arrows shot him, shaking him with icy chill. His freezing hands were holding still to stories that would not live on. Instead, the tale-teller's head had no thought left but want for bedding, warming hearth or bite of bread, without a shred of which he said,
"Before the morning, I'll be..."
Winter passed and spring arrived, as happened every year. The city square began to once again arouse with cheer. When on one day, and at one time, there happened something queer. A jester who had wandered in was searching with contented grin, and then a widow from the crowd who did the same and looked around to see a tall man play the hound, but in the end was nothing found. Each one among these people three emerged for but one reason, to thank the aged stranger and to pay him back in kind. But it dawned on them in sorrow he had not survived the season, for the fragments of his stories were but all that they could find. And their hearts were hurting deeply as they shed a silent tear, for they all had been reminded of the stories he had told. And although they never had received the book he tried to share, they took with them a tale that they each would dearly hold.
Once upon a time, in the quiet of the night, in a city ages old, in a street with little light,
walked a kindly tale-teller with a heart as good as gold, who made the world a better place through tales that he told.